Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
More information on a controversial drug.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Leaked documents have shed new light on Zyprexa, a drug used in the treatment of schizophrenia. According to the London Times, the documents reveal the drug's maker, Eli Lilly, has been worried for years about side effects from the drug. From London, Stephen Beard has a story.
Zyprexa is the fifth best-selling drug in the world. Last year it generated 30% of Eli Lilly's total revenues, but it's also costing the company dear. After a series of lawsuits, Lilly has agreed to pay out more than $1 billion in compensation. Litigants claimed they developed diabetes and other diseases after taking the drug. Another 1,200 lawsuits are continuing. The company has consistently denied that Zyprexa causes diabetes, but the London Times says it's seen internal documents which suggest otherwise, that the company was aware of a link between the drug and diabetes 8 years ago. Eli Lilly says the documents are misleading. The company claims that after 23 years of research, the drug had been given a clean bill of health. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Guess who wants to be the global leader in cancer research? Texas. The state is prepared to spend $3 billion over the next decade to be in the forefront on research. The death of former Texas Governor Ann Richards spurred the initiative. Cancer kills more than 500,000 Americans each year. As you're probably aware, President Bush delivers his State of the Union address tonight. U.S. automakers will be paying close attention. The president is expected to call for better fuel economy. However, it may not satisfy those who are pushing for a big increase in fuel efficiency. Sarah Garner explains why from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
Under the current system, car makers must average the fuel economy of all their car models when trying to meet the government's standard. President Bush, however, may call for discarding that system, which tends to favor companies like Honda that make a lot of smaller vehicles. Instead, he may propose setting a miles per gallon limit based on each car model's size, or so-called footprint.
We need a full line of products to satisfy consumers.
David Cole is at the Center for Automotive Research. He believes the footprint system makes more sense because it lets the market play a bigger role.
So rather than focus on all of these lumped together, why not push the improvements in efficiency for each of these sizes of vehicles?
Light trucks already operate under the footprint system. Critics, however, say that kind of change for passenger vehicles may just encourage big cars and, in the end, make a smaller dent in gas consumption. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting the president will call for a big increase, perhaps doubling, the amount of ethanol refiners mix in with gasoline. According to the paper, at least half the ethanol will come from corn. That would indicate White House support for Midwest farm states, which have gotten the most from recent ethanol boom. Wall Street was in a bit of a funk yesterday. The Dow tumbled 88 points to 12,477. The Nasdaq rolled back 20 points to 2431. The S&P gave up 7 points. It's at 1422. It wasn't any better in Tokyo, where the Nikkei fell 15 points. The Conference Board says America's productivity growth slowed to its weakest in more than a decade. The board says productivity eased for the third straight year in 2006, rising 1.4%. By comparison, the enlarged European Union grew by 1.5%, with Germany posting a 2% gain. Japan rose for the third year in a row, up 2.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Speaking of productivity, don't look for much of it at work until after the Super Bowl. Outplacement firm Challenger Green Christmas says nation's employers could lose a lot. How much? $162 million for every 10 minutes they pay distracted workers for unproductive work time. The firm predicts the normally productive worker will be distracted by things like, planning for Super Bowl parties, setting up betting pools, and shopping for those big screen TVs. Do you ever wonder how the elephant and the donkey became the symbols of the Republican and Democratic parties? Both debuted in Harper's Weekly in political cartoons drawn by the famed Thomas Nast. The donkey first appeared in 1870. The elephant arrived 4 years later. In fact, it was this month in 1870 that the iconic mule hit the scene in a cartoon titled A Live Jackass Kicking a Dead Lion. But that was a very long time ago, and some think it's well past time that both symbols got a well-deserved makeover. One of those who supports choosing a new symbol for a new age is commentator Jesse Kalischer.
If the Democrats had any moxie at all, they'd create a modern logo, perhaps a snappy red, white, and blue one, something in a stylized American flag type of design. Of course, then the Democratic logo would be sacred. Don't print it on toilet paper, don't swear at it, and whatever you do, don't burn it. That would really cheese the Republicans. But imagine the possibilities. Once they've nixed the jackass, the Democratic faithful would be awash in tchotchkes. Hats, pins, umbrellas, coffee mugs, T-shirts, even a free something or other with your next McDonald's Happy Meal. Hey, this is the dawn of the 21st century. What more could we ask of our democracy? You think I'm crazy? Think again. After all, what's a modern brand without a powerful logo? I'll tell you what that is. It's a franchise without a following. It's a candidate without an identity. It's a party without contributors or enough votes on the Supreme Court. That's what that is. Of course, the Republicans would have to announce their own revamped logo. Instead of the slow-moving elephant, I envision this, an eagle with fierce, all-knowing eyes. He could be named Regal Eagle. Regal Eagle would possess secret superpowers that would allow him to solve any problem in a foreign country by throwing money and bombs, while solving any problem here in America by leaning back and saying, hey, it's a local problem. Let them handle it. Regal Eagle would have his own Saturday morning cartoon show. There'd be a video game and a website. Quick, register RegalEagle.com. It'll be worth a fortune. With the new logos, cartoon shows, and video games, about the only thing the two parties would be missing is a theme park. Hey now, wait a minute. I think they may actually already have one. It's called Washington, D.C., and it's got a mall and everything.
Commentator and photographer Jesse Kalischer is also the author of If You Find the Buddha. If you're on the go, take us with you. We're podcasting. You can find out more by going to our website, which is marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
You turn on your tap and...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.